Mabel's head rests on my lap. Her eyes are just sleepy slits. I stroke her absentmindedly, thinking about the last few days. It all started on Saturday, September 4th, 2010. Like every other day, we drove to Tivar, the Tri-Valley Animal Rescue. We grabbed a few milk bones and headed for the docks. Like every other day, we saw mostly pit bulls and chihuahuas. Then Daddy peeked out into the play area. We saw a volunteer with a squirming black ball of fluff. Mama poked her head out and asks, "Can we pet the dog?" "Sure," the lady says, letting go of the black furred mess. "Oh," I exclaimed, "she's adorable," as I saw two warm brown eyes and a white chest appear. The dog wiggled up to me on her belly. I petted her, kissed her, and even held her. "When did you get here?" I asked. "Today, just a few hours ago, in fact," the lady said. Then she introduced herself as Nazi. "Thanks," we all said. Nazi left us alone with the black dog while my dad closed the door. He looked at me seriously and said, "This is it, isn't it?" My mom and I nodded. This was our dog. Daddy left to look at the other dogs and talk to the front desk. Mom and I tried to decide a name. "What about Elphaba?" my mom asked me, referring to my favorite character in Wicked. "No, it's good, but not quite right." And suddenly, I had a flashback. We were standing at the farmer's market, black female dog with white chest in my 8-year-old arms. My mother petting her and saying, "Oh, Mabel, what a wonderful name." "Can we take her home?" I had asked. "No," said my dad. "She's not quite right." I'd come home crying that day. The memory made me ache. I whisper, "Mabel is her name." We decided that day that we would adopt our little Mabel. Now here I am, with her head in my lap. I wonder. Tivar had gotten her up to date on all her shots and curiously had found she was already fixed. I wonder if she was the Mabel from the farmer's market. I guess we'll never know.